Greetings, geeks. Welcome to episode 831 of Geeks in Space. I'm Rob Commander Takamalda, and I am, of course, joined today in pretend low Earth orbit by Rob Roseboom.
Hello.
And Chris DeBona.
Hi.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing all right.
Yeah. We survived technical difficulties to be here today. Like your microphone not working.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that it wasn't working. The app hadn't started yet.
What camera do you use?
Well, the camera is just a Brio.
Oh, but you need an app to run your Brio?
No. What had happened was before I shut my computer off yesterday, I'd muted my mic.
Oh.
Need it and it.
Fair enough.
There's a little bit of noise.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
I'm not compressing away. Uh-oh. Anyway. So when I restarted the computer this morning, the app didn't start, so it was stuck in the muted state.
Technology. Everything's great. Everything works.
Everything's awesome. So
my fun project is that I got a little millimeter wave sensor that I'm going to try to get rigged into my house this afternoon, and then I can
don't
like
put it in your bottom.
What are you doing with millimeter wave sensors, Chris?
I'm just telling you, if you want to be like the TSA and start getting nudie pictures of people as they walk through your door, don't do it.
All right.
Don't do it.
Gross.
Don't become a millimeter wave pornographer.
Dude.
Anyway.
No, I just wanted to use it to make my lights turn off when I sit in different chairs in my room.
Oh, it's a present sensor.
Yeah. Well, it's a millimeter wave, like, so it's super accurate.
Yeah. Who makes it?
This is Akara.
No, Akara, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So not to log the internal workings of your ass?
No, this is not rated for anal use.
It's Akara, not Askara.
Not Askara. Right. Oh. Gross. All right.
Enough about butt stuff.
Well, there'll be butt stuff in a minute. Don't worry. We've got to the Roku doing... The most awful thing ever. They've got a patent now for Roku TVs. So if you have something plugged into your HDMI port on your Roku TV, they've got a patent now so that while you pause your Apple TV or your Google TV or whatever's feeding in video signal through the HDMI port, they'll take this opportunity, this pause opportunity to perform a man-in-the-middle attack. And show you ads.
You mean like in this document from Bunny in 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they stated this as prior art, because I can guarantee you the various companies involved in this particular man-in-the-middle attack. Yeah.
Are classy, right?
Unenthused at the idea that Roku is going to patent it.
Yeah. That's
good try there.
That's Roku. Very unpleasant. But also just like, what kind of terrible universe do we live in? Oh, I'm going to switch your camera over so everybody can see the TV. My macro didn't work. It was just my face showing that whole time. What kind of dystopian... You know the Black Mirror where the guy has the eye tracking and he has to look at the ads in order to get the currency in order to, you know, because he lives in a post-dystopian slave universe. This is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when you think about it connected to like Apple Vision, where they're just tracking your eyeballs all the time.
Well, I mean, this brings up the very good question of who the fuck would run Roku if they were going to do this? You know, do people love ads so much that they're going to opt into this nonsense?
But I think you're discounting the joy of getting more personalized ads, Rob.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure that's what will happen. You'll just get ads that really speak to you.
They're just making your computer more relevant for you.
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Malda.
They're just helping you, Rob.
They're not at all.
So, like, with your nickname, Mr. Malda.
Yes.
Do you find yourself getting a lot of inappropriate, like, Mexican food-themed ads?
No.
Not more than a normal load?
I run an ad blogger.
That's true.
So the number of ads I get is already like it's not a super effective system, but it skims a lot off the top. I get a lot of email, but I have a wildcard domain name that forwards to me. And so I get a lot of weird stuff that has nothing to do with me because people wildcard email addresses and bulk spam, which boggles my mind that that's a thing. But apparently that works when your sending costs are zero. Apparently that works one in a billion times, and that's enough to try.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause yay. Anyway, Roku, apparently they are garbage. Makes me sad. But I mean, the TVs, like I have a couple of TVs that are like smart, and I won't even put I put them on the internet, download a patch, and then change my Wi-Fi password. Mm-hmm. So that they're not able to connect to the internet because I don't trust the TV vendors. The only TV that I let out, which I probably won't be doing for all that much longer, is one that runs the Google TV.
Mm.
It's a Sony that runs the Google TV. If I could find a Google TV dongle that wasn't garbage, I would take that one off the internet too. But the standard Google TV dongle thingy is... I don't know if you've ever used them. They're so bad. They're like jerky. The animation is all like chunk, chunk, chunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do have a Android TV dongle round 4K extra edition one. It was like $50.
Yeah, I probably
or would have been if I had paid for it.
It's unwatchable.
Is it really? I don't watch animation like you do. You know?
No. Just the menus.
Oh.
Like you press the buttons and like you're scrolling through a menu and then it's like stall and it stops for like 20 seconds, and that just boop, it's boop. All the time.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing as a user interface. The only smart TV interface that I don't find embarrassing is unfortunately the Apple TV one. That one is actually like it's smooth, it's slick, it gets the job done. But that makes me sad because I want my updates on my TV. Because I assume they're gonna make things better.
And you're saying you want better, more relevant ads too.
Well,
right?
Ideally, I mean, and that's the truth, I guess, is that if the ads were relevant, I guess I would want them, but they never are. So this is the drone line power vampire story.
This is very clever.
Which is awesome. They show it working. They show it flying around. They show it clamping onto power lines, and they show it vampiring power off the power lines.
It's amazing.
Right?
That is neat.
It's very clever. Awesome.
Makes me wonder what other things we can do with it.
Mm. And then I can cut the cable.
Like charging power lines, charging off power lines, or the drone?
Well, I guess...
Because people do a lot of stuff with drones, Rob.
They do, but this one, okay, they need to get a...
And charger. Lots of things are powered from power lines.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about how this is how the AI can rule us.
Oh.
Because the AI can install tasers onto drones, and now the drone, now it's no longer limited to charging stations. It can literally charge anywhere.
With a taser?
Well, like
No.
The taser will murder us.
Swiftly. Oh, a taser is swift.
You just need loose clothing. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Totally cool. Yeah.
All right, I'm fine then.
I mean, you know, Rob...
Slayers.
Rosewood and I, we've been tased dozens of times. But we layer.
At least today.
We layer.
Layering
for
taser defense.
I mean, later today, I'm having a thorough tasing.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I'm being tased right now, you know?
Yeah. I hope they don't install.
No, this was just very clever. Because like, if you have an inspection drone, and you know, because they would commonly, one of the general aviation, you know, ways of making money, is you fly along the the pipeline or the power cables and make sure nobody's, I don't know, building a tower underneath one, you know, or check out the trees. And you know, this would be a great way of automating a lot of that, drone work. You know.
Yeah.
Very clever.
But also, this is going to be evil.
Well, sure. I mean,
most cool things are also possibly
vampire drones. What are they going to suck our blood next? You know, I mean, are they going to wear big cloaks and hypnotize passersby?
Well, once we switch them over to run on adrenaline, I think things will be a lot more dangerous outside.
What? So it's like a Jason Statham drone from Crank.
It just gets on your back and. Stabs you.
Like the cockroach remote control thing from 10 years ago. Yeah.
Can we call an adrenochrome drone?
Oh, good
an
lord.
Adrenochrome?
I think we're going to have like four of those clarifications stacked under this video now.
Oh,
you know,
probably.
So, adrenochrome is actually beating you.
All right. So we've got an IRC client that runs as a UEFI
process. UFI, really?
Yeah. Whoa. So if you want to run the best chat platform from the late 90s, but without the bloat of an operating system, that's available to you now. I was actually watching a video recently about UEFI, and I didn't really understand, like, it's kind of really simple, like, kind of embarrassingly simple. Like, you can run kind of anything in the UEFI environment. Like,
yeah, it's a computer.
It is, but it's, like, really stripped down.
Well, you don't have access to everything in the machine yet, right, so.
Anyway, yep, they got an IRC client.
Well, that's pretty keen.
It seems like, you know, we often have stories about how this technology, but can it run Doom?
Yeah.
You know, this toothbrush can run Doom. I feel
I bet you someone's run Doom in UEFI. Let's go see.
Well, that was my next question. So IRC seems like a really good, like, starter version of that. Like, but this is like a graphical interface and everything. I mean, I'm sure it's terrible, but. Yeah, Magnum is right. Discord is the worthy IRC success.
It really is.
Which, yeah, unfortunately is going to also have targeted ads, so it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. Chechnya, banning music that is too fast or too slow.
Who posted this? Was this Rob or, you know?
Oh, I think it was between 98 beats and 116 a minute. That's the sweet
80 spot to 116. Yeah. That will conform to the Chechen mentality and sense of rhythm.
Yes.
Any other music is a crime.
But borrowing musical culture from other peoples is inadmissible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. This includes the entire spectrum of moral and ethical standards of life for Chechens.
That feels like just knowing, like, how music works. And Nate made this crack in the Discord. Says, well, all of my music now is just going to be in 30-second time.
Right. Like, we're just changing the time signature, yeah, everyone.
It's fine. It's all 16th notes.
It's just going to be join us now and share the software.
But
over.
Imagine.
Over.
You know, you thought, like, dark Norwegian metal was underground. Just wait until you hear Chechen metal, which is literally underground because it's been banned in the country.
Because you're dead because you listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what kills me, I'm like, so it has to have come from Chechnya. Not Russia as a whole, not Europe. Chechnya. And it's like, are you really big enough to have a great pile of completely independent music?
And you know, also disallows all techno, apparently.
Yeah. And you know, other end of the spectrum too, not a whole lot of bluegrass.
Oh yeah.
Or yeah, is there like a national banjo equivalent, like a klezmer or a
I'm sure there is.
You know,
everyone has some sort of weird larger string instrument.
My dad would be in trouble for listening to the Hearts of Space on NPR.
There's something called Kalkaran Yish. Let's look that up. Instrumental songs used to accompany dances. They can be accompanied by the dechiponder, a three-stringed instrument similar, maybe derived from the Russian balalaika. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Balalaika, sing and shout. Na, 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 na.
Oh, I also didn't notice that, you know, balalaika. Choreographic work is under there too. So you can't dance too fast or slow.
Or slow.
And they have something called a fandar. A fandar, which is not to be confused with fan radar, which you would do at a science fiction convention, I'd imagine. You know.
Hey, I got a question about your genitals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you like having genitals in between your legs?
What, do we have an option to not have them?
It turns out.
Where are you going with this?
It turns out we actually now do have an option because scientists have made a mouse grow legs instead
for like transplantation, or like from birth, he doesn't have a wing. He's got a hand.
By mistake, yeah, they have like where the gonads appeared, two more limbs happened. They found if you remove.
This is how you get spider mice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They found if you remove this gene, instead of genitals, instead of gonads, you'd produce little feet. I mean,
Man, somebody really, really likes mouse legs, like frog legs, but mouse legs, you know?
Yeah. I guess it would be beneficial, like, to hold your phone and stuff while you're driving and not get busted by the cops.
I can't do this one. This is all the jokes, like, I'm going to make are going to be inappropriate.
This is just the basis for the next Cronenberg movie.
Right?
For sure.
Long live the new flesh, you know? Which happens to be two arms coming out of my genitals.
Yeah. It's going to be super gross and super awesome. But not as awesome
one of those.
As the Dune popcorn bucket.
I like that this got so much press. The AMC exec had to say something.
Yeah. Chris, get me a good picture of this one. I want this.
I'm getting there.
Shot. The line that I liked, I like somebody called it the Shia Lewis-y. They were trying to portmanteau that. Oh, hello, sugar.
There you go. That's your shot.
Boop. Isn't that amazing?
It's something.
That's a popcorn bucket, baby.
If we knew what we were going to do with our popcorn buckets, we wouldn't have made them.
You
that's
stickers.
A lie. They would have made double.
Somebody knew.
Yeah.
Somebody important knew.
I don't know. I mean, you can see genitals in everything, you know? That's fine.
Yeah, that's
anything wormy. Yeah, this is
Also, I mean, it's not like that's particularly inviting for the purpose people are using.
I mean,
this
could have been the Sarlacc bucket. It could have been
exactly.
The
space slug bucket.
Also, I like popcorn. Yeah. Isn't like this going to get all greasy and
it doesn't seem
and weird? This doesn't seem.
Oh, it's going to get caught. You're going to get greasy kernels.
And like it's gonna catch your hand.
It's gonna get caught. It's gonna get covered in grease. You're gonna get greasy hands.
I guess everyone was like taking the top off and then just eating the popcorn normally and putting it back on.
It's single
like,
use only.
Yeah, I mean, no, but it's like one way. It's like a valve.
It's
like not
the trap that like they have the monkeys reach into the trap and they won't release the treat.
I would say the biggest problem with this buck is those teeth aren't actually metal.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So that you earn your popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can pay the plastic price or the iron price.
Right? So, here's a little bit of disclosure. You guys ever read the "Don't Put Your Dick in That" subreddit?
Nope.
No.
Nope. But I'm not surprised to hear that.
I didn't even know that existed. Thank you. So, I know what I'll do while I'm waiting today.
Yeah, is spend some quality time. It's funny. It's really funny. It is like I would actually assume that this popcorn bucket has shown up on the "Don't Put Your Dick in That."
They probably have like a disclaimer to not put that post up anymore. You know?
This is probably the thumbnail for it.
Right, it's the header image now.
Yeah,
they made it their
wallpaper. I like the look on Chris's face.
Yep.
Just immediately, at first it was fun, and then minute in, like most things, it gets a little too real.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not offensive or anything. It's
the one that they put up, and that it's genuinely funny.
Yeah, no, you can put it on the screen. It's not gonna.
Well, this one especially is just very funny.
We can't see it, so you want to share?
I'll do that. There you go. So, it's just a little machine that whacks on. It looks like a nut. It's like a nutcracker, and it's like, I can see that. Yeah. You should not put your genitals in this.
Nope. But usually it's like innuendo images like the popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you have a dirty mind, you could.
Not just images of a paper shredder working or something like that.
No, it's not terrifying. It's
just a hot fire, a glowing crucible, you know.
It's a silly subreddit for people with a dirty mind.
Literally 3 minutes ago, someone posted the bucket.
Yeah. Like that. It's that sort of thing is the bread and butter of that subreddit. Rob, guess what I saw yesterday?
Did you see Kong versus
Godzilla? I saw Kong times Godzilla.
Yeah.
And how was it?
I am actually really, really, really looking forward to seeing what Rob thinks of it, because it has so many things in it that he hates in movies, but it also has
time travel?
No, there's no time travel.
Oh, all right.
But there is of course the hollow earth, and then there's a hollower earth below.
Yeah, there's a hollow earth underneath the hollow earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Hollow
earth all the way down, boys.
It's just hollower earths, one hollow earth inside of another.
at some point you have to ask if they're so hollow, how do we have so much gravity? You know, like, are we denser than we thought? Does Kong relatives, are they extra dense?
Do they exist like, you know, nesting dolls so that the whole thing has the density of each one, but each one is a specific, you know what I mean? It's all one item.
Exactly.
It's infinity. So I enjoyed it. Let me get that. Like, I enjoyed it, but it is huge chunks of it could just be like an animated movie because there's like just not people. There's just like there's just Titans smashing.
I've read quite a bit about it.
Yeah.
The general consensus is that people who don't like it are, you know, saying
humorless,
have near the story that some of the other ones do. And I think to myself, what story was that? The whole reason I'm watching a Godzilla movie is not for the rich character development. It's to watch giant monsters fight each other and break shit.
So here are a few notes. First of all, I've seen all the Godzilla movies. I've seen all of them. I didn't remember any of the characters really when the movie started. I was like, okay. Like, I remember the Monarch TV show now. I kind of, because it had Kurt Russell in it and Wyatt Russell in it. But like, this is the same universe, I guess, but not really. It's very fun. The middle third of it, like, I really enjoyed the first 20-30 minutes. Then they get to a spot in the middle third where one of the main characters reads some ancient tablets or whatever and understands the culture of some species that they found, some people they found. And then,
as one does.
Yeah. And then spends like most of the rest of the movie like, oh, what Kong is doing now is this. And then you see Kong do that. And it's all just fighting. Oh, they're coming together to fight this guy. And then you watch it. The humans aren't really doing much of anything.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm not sure even
to be fair,
Sky could, you know, really do a whole lot against Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, sure. Even if Godzilla gave him his back.
Yeah.
I doubt he'd choke him out.
And the movie is kind of like that. Like, it starts off as like, basically Godzilla is now humanity's protector. And like wandering around the surface of the earth, killing titans as they emerge.
Humanity or the earth?
I guess the earth, because Kong is the defender. Kong is the defender of the people. Please. They do some pretty amazing Donkey Kong dentistry, which is a lot.
I've seen the bit where he uses the little one like nunchucks.
Yep.
And I'm like,
they did that on Penny Arcade. Chris, get up the Penny Arcade from
I'll find it.
From 2 days ago. That's a
I'd heard about that. I'm it's dude, comical. Really?
It's comical.
Is it?
There's a couple of things that happen that are either the most amazing thing you'll ever see or the stupidest. And I'm just curious what you're gonna think about it, and I don't want to say what they are because I'll taint your experience.
Yeah, I was a kid who grew up loving watching those really bad Godzilla.
Yeah,
the first one's actually really good.
Godzilla one is friggin' awesome.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You couldn't have a bigger gap between Godzilla minus one and Kong times Mozilla. Like in terms of Godzilla movies, you couldn't have a bigger gap.
Well, I'm thinking about some of the middle ones. Like, there's, I can't remember which one it was, that there's a point where Godzilla leaves, but he leaves by flying backwards through the air with his fire breath, Gamera style, right? But so there's a lot of stupid stuff that happened in some of those Godzilla movies that came out when we were very young.
Yeah. You know? Well, there's some stupid stuff that happens, but you might enjoy it because the movie knows full well what it's doing. And if you're on board for enjoying what the movie is doing, then you'll have fun. But the movie is incredibly dumb. And there's just like huge sequences. Now, I was thrilled that like 10 minutes before the end, they do finally emerge and get to destroy a city. Like smashing through buildings and stuff. That's really what I want to see. I want to see Titans smash buildings. But like, I have no affinity towards like the world or the history of these characters. I don't care. But then they're just like bringing other characters in, and I don't know, like, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'll be curious to see what you think when you watch it. I enjoyed it. It's not good.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, it is a King Kong Godzilla movie, so yeah, there's a certain minimum bar. We're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Does it have giant monsters fighting each other?
It does.
Okay,
it does.
Great.
And lots of them. And lots, yeah, and lots of fighting. Like,
and completely really forgettable human characters.
I don't even remember if, like,
were there any human characters?
There were three human characters.
I heard that they destroy Sydney. Well, what city do they destroy?
They have to have at least one, right? Because they got rid of the weird little people twins who controlled Mothra, and now it's like a young girl or something, right? Part of that exactly tribe that they discover.
It is. I watched Night Swim. Which is the haunted swimming pool.
Haunted swimming pool movie.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. And I watched Dark Star, which we talked about last time, but we haven't talked about now. I really liked Dark Star, but that's a weird-ass movie. And also, Dune Part 2 is now available on the internets. I watched it.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it.
Very interesting.
What'd you think, Rob?
I really liked it, so but I was a little... I think the first books in the Dune series are the best. I think it goes off the rails pretty quick in the mid to later books.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that this would end with this and they would wrap it up.
Yeah, but there's...
But it looks like...
They're going to get number three.
Yeah, they're going to at least have number three. And maybe that'll be okay. I really liked it. We grew up with that classic Lynch Dune, right? Yep. So it's not
the
bad.
Correct one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it is good. I liked it quite a bit. They did a much, much better job of tying in the theology part of it and how he's basically fighty Jesus.
Right. And like it's basically Life of Brian.
yep, a little bit. And they did a really good job of dealing with how he thinks about that and his love interest as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's pretty good.
The Pug, she's fine, but she's barely in it.
Her character isn't in it at all.
Yeah,
her character exists for the same reason people exist in Godzilla movie.
And we had a good discussion, Kat and I, about Christopher Walken.
I thought that could have been anyone.
That
role was wasted on Christopher Walken.
Well, and my problem with it is that I can't see Christopher Walken now and take him seriously like anymore. Like he's been parodied by himself. He's so parodied.
He's the Shut Up Emperor. Who's he playing? Yeah,
he's the Emperor. But he's so parodied at this point. Yeah. You got to
know him a little too well.
Yeah, you might as well put Danny DeVito in the role. You know,
or Nick Cage. You know.
Yeah.
Well, my problem is if he really Christopher Walken did up. Right, like when they introduce the character and he has, you know, a half hour soliloquy about hiding spice someplace, you know,
and he's got cowbells like on a necklace,
right, he's really worked up about something, but he's you know, tries to play a calm, calculating person, and that is not who I think of.
I've given you your father's watch.
You know, there was a classic science fiction movie. What was it called? Capricorn One. One of its actors died. You know, he was only known as Capricorn One. Yeah.
The juice. He's no longer loose.
I think he was also a sports ball player of some
time. Yeah. He did something else that made him really memorable. What was it?
Naked Gun reboot.
Right.
Been working on now with Liam Neeson, I think.
Yeah,
they're really doing that. That'd be fantastic.
They are really doing it.
That'd be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna have to do it without the guy.
Juiced.
Juiceless.
Yeah. I'm sure they were planning on bringing him in. You know, a little cameo.
I'm trying to think of other people who were found not guilty of murder that they could put in the role. You know,
people who were air quotes not guilty.
Yeah.
All right, we had a hard stop, so let's rock out of here.
Oh, maybe that'd be the great ending to How to Make Murderer.
Oh.
Right? finally gets his freedom so he can appear in the movie Naked Gun reboot.
Sure. That makes perfect sense.
I'm in.
Goodbye. All right, yeah, I got
goodbye, Rob Roseboom.
See ya.
Goodbye, Chris DeBona.
Goodbye.
That was episode 831 of Geeks in Space. I was Rob Commander Taco Maldo. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.